chances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal. It's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with 5 for 10.
I'm Sasha Shipway and welcome to this week's The Netball Show with Viper 10. On today's episode, we hear from Laura Malkin on why she's rejoining Manchester Thunder after a season at Seven Stars. Loughborough Lightning's Molly Jehan tells us about her life as a netballer blog. Plus, Sky Sports presenter Hannah Wilkes talks about game changers. And in netball news this week, Wasps have confirmed that Fran Williams and Josie Huckle have re-signed with the Super League champions for another season. Thunder have announced that Eleanor Cardwell will return next season, as will Laura Malcolm. Both players are rejoining from Seven Stars. Ellie has answered a Q&A about the move, which is on our website, thenetballshow.co.uk. Meanwhile, Laura Malcolm has been telling Thunder's Facebook more about her decision.
It's official. I've re-signed for Manchester Thunder for the 2018-2019 netball season. It was a difficult decision to leave Stars. They are a very exciting new franchise. They have built massively over the last 2 years, both off and on court. And it has been a really exciting journey being part of the start of Seven Stars. I know Sam Bird will be doing everything in her power to make sure that team progress this year, and I have no doubt they're going to be a very tough opposition, and I wish them all the very best and just want to say thanks. I'm really grateful for every opportunity you guys give me and every bit of support you've given me over the last few years. Manchester is literally where my life is, where my cats are, where my heart is, essentially. Manchester Thunder means a lot to me, not only as a player, but as a person. And I believe this is the right decision for my netball and for me in life, to be honest with you. I'm super excited because the Thunder fans have literally never left my side, constantly messaging, constantly tweeting and supporting me, even though I haven't played for your franchise for the last few years, and that really means the world to me as a player. That is what I love about Manchester Thunder. It truly is a family, so I cannot wait to get that dress on and play for you guys again. I'm a little bit scared for pre-season, I'm not going to lie, because Karen is kind of brutal when it comes to that. Once we've got that out of the way, we can get on with the season and we can get on with enjoying it again. So, yes. There are some Thunder camps coming up that I will be coaching on. So if you haven't booked on yet and you want to, spaces are going. So book on, go on to manchesterthunder.co.uk and get yourself booked on for a fun 3 days of loads of netball. Who doesn't want that, right? And that's it, guys. Yay!
Late on Friday, it was announced that Tania Hoffman won't be going home to New Zealand just yet, as she will be taking the reins at Celtic Dragons as head coach for next season. We'll be speaking to her soon when she gets back from holiday. And you might have seen the new Life as a Netballer posts and retweets via our Twitter account. It's the brainchild of Molly Jehan from Loughborough Lightning, and we've been speaking to Molly to find out why she started it and how she's feeling ahead of her season with a new franchise.
Molly, how did the idea come about for the blog?
I started to think more about what I want to do in the future after my A-levels. I'm currently studying English literature and language, and creative writing is what interests me. I thought it'd be a good way of gaining experience and sharing my netball journey and to see if anybody could relate to what I was saying.
Lots of people have already seen it, so has it surprised you?
I'm actually really surprised, and I'm so pleased with the response that I've received, especially when my first post reached 300 plus views in just over 24 hours. I was absolutely amazed.
We're 4 blogs in already, but you've already had over 2,000 reads. What kind of feedback have you had so far? Any stars from the league have seen it and sent you nice comments?
Yeah, my feedback so far has all been really positive. A lovely response was from an under-19 Team Hillington player called Chloe. She said that she could really relate to being a tall girl herself. My family and friends are also loving reading the blogs too. George Fisher's actually liked my tweets about my post as well. And apart from yourself, Courtside Comments always post a link to the blog on their Facebook page.
How did you first get interested in netball? Was it from school?
I'd never really played netball before starting secondary school, if I'm being honest. I went for a taster session before my first term started, and my fantastic sports teacher, Mrs. Brooks, encouraged me from there. And by Christmas in year seven, she was asking me about referring me for county trials.
Did you play locally?
When I first started playing netball, I played locally for LMI and rugby, but then I moved to regional leagues quite quickly.
You spent some time at Wasps as well. What did that teach you as a player?
So when I was at Wasps, I learned the importance of teamwork, how to play with new combinations, how to develop my fitness, and I also became more confident with my actual ability whilst on the court.
And now you've moved to Lightning, the incredible appointment of Sarah as director of netball. What's that like, knowing that somebody like that is part of the franchise?
I am super excited about Sarah Bayman being appointed. I've never met her before, but I can't wait to see what she'll bring to the senior team. I think it's going to be a great season.
Have you managed to see Nat, Beth and the rest of the team about the place just yet?
Well, having only joined Lightning for the NPL tournament, I haven't actually met them yet. But when we were training, they were always on the training court alongside us. By seeing them around like this, it made me feel really positive. Like, we're all in this together, which is what I really like. Oh, by the way, I want to wish Beth a speedy recovery, and I can't wait to see you back on court again soon.
What's the quality like of that NPL around the country at the minute?
Yeah, after playing in the recent tournament, the level of play, in my opinion, has really stepped up. It feels so positive to be playing against girls my age who are just breaking through to Rose's level.
The sport is obviously still growing. More sponsorship is increasing as well, and you've managed to secure a sponsor for next season already, haven't you?
Yeah, so I've just been sponsored by Beth Rubley Sports Massage at the Therapy Rooms in Rugby. Alongside her is Jamie of JPF Sports Therapy, again at the Therapy Rooms. I've been lucky enough to get amazing support from them both, and we can't wait to start this season. Their links, their Instagrams and Facebooks are also in my bios if you want to check them out.
You've just started a new job. You can give them a plug here if you want, but how do you manage to squeeze everything in?
So I've just started working at the Garden Barn in Coatsbatch near Rugby. I do a bit of everything really. We sell drinks, cakes, serve lunch, which is fab by the way. We sell really cool items both outdoors as well as trendy gifts. I work my shifts after my matches at the weekends, and my boss is really good at working around my netball hours. He's so encouraging with my sport, which is great.
The latest blog of yours, you referenced just about every single line from Spandau Ballet's Gold, which I really appreciated, even the subtle ones as well. If you could pick a run-out tune for you in time for next season, what do you think that would be?
I'd have to say I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, because I always have a positive feeling towards the game, and I love the upbeat tempo.
So the important thing is, where can we find the blog, and how can we keep an eye on what you're up to as well over the season?
Yep, so my Twitter and Instagram handles are at Molly_Guillen, or for my blog Instagram, it's at Moles_Moments. My Facebook is just Molly Guillen. The links to my blog will always be in my bios.
You must be glad you started it with the feedback you're getting already.
Yeah, I'm really pleased I started writing the blog. I try as hard as I can to link netball to my life, and to make it funny to keep my readers entertained is one of my aims.
Molly, thanks for speaking to the Netball Show, and we hope you have a great season.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to start this season.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
The Netball Show with Viper 10. Sky Sports Game Changers recently did a netball special that was presented by Hannah Wilkes. Andy has been speaking to her about this episode of the series, what memories she has of the first UK Fast Five, and what she thought of last season's Super League.
Oh, it was great fun. I mean, I've been making Game Changers for a long time now, and to combine it with netball, which is obviously a sport I absolutely adore, the two coming together was a bit of a TV dream. And yeah, it's always great to put a show together on a sport you love, and one that you're just excited to tell kids that don't necessarily know that much about it, to tell them more about it and hopefully get them excited and to love the sport as much as we do.
Do you class things like this as a job?
I quite often say what I do does beat having a proper job, because it is lots of fun and you get to work with great people on great events and make loads of different shows. On Game Changers, we cover all sports at every level. So it is fantastic, especially when you're working with kids. Everyone's always happy to see you and get involved and help make it as good a show as it can be. So it is a lot of fun. It doesn't feel like work, but a lot of hard work does go into it. I will promise you that. We're a very hard-working team getting these shows together. So a lot of hours goes in, a lot of effort, a lot of planning, a lot of creativity as well. And so yeah, it is hard work, but it is fun work. So it's never too much of a chore. I'm lucky. I never dread going to work in the morning.
Even if it's one or two of the kids that maybe that sparks their interest from an early age, that's really important.
Oh, absolutely. That's kind of our whole mission, if you like, with Game Changers. We've been going for a few years now. Like I say, we've covered pretty much all sports. We struggle to think of a sport that we haven't featured in some way. And now we're doing more of these shows where they are centered around one individual sport. And just to inspire one kid to try something new or just open their awareness to something that they haven't necessarily tried before, that's what we're trying to do. We had a great email actually a couple of months ago from a parent whose daughter had seen a lacrosse feature we did on a show a few years ago now, one of our earliest shows. We did a lacrosse feature, and seeing that had inspired her to try lacrosse. And I think now she's playing for a Scotland junior team or a Wales junior team, I forget which, but she's playing at a really high level, and she basically wouldn't have even known it existed. It wasn't a sport they did at her school. So that for us, we were like, it's working, this is what we're here to do. So if just one child tries a sport or just thinks it or change their perception slightly, because you know, we have boys and girls watching the show, and you know, we treat all sport as sport. So if it just inspires them to look at a sport differently or give it a go, that's what we're all about, really.
The good thing is as well, recently you've been able to get out on the road a lot more, because those earlier shows were studio based, and it just goes to show that the vast sports that Sky have that you can obviously go along to as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the show's evolved a lot, as all things do, really. And yeah, it's great to get out to the Sky events now. So a couple of weeks ago, we filmed an upcoming show where we filmed at the Gaelic football semi-final at Croke Park, the All-Ireland senior semi-final, because obviously Gaelic sports are something that Sky cover. And we got to go along to that, and that was absolutely incredible. I mean, I'm just an all-out sports fan, so being at any arena where there's people playing at the top level of the game they love, it's amazing. So to be able to tie in with everything Sky does is great, really.
You've been at a lot more Netball Super League games this season. What's that been like for you, being part of the Sky Netball team?
It has been the most fun. It has been absolutely fantastic. Like I say, you know, I love my netball. I play netball, or did before I got too busy to get to my league matches on a Wednesday night. But it's been absolutely brilliant. The team are wonderful to work with. Everyone's so friendly, so welcoming. So it's been fantastic to be a part of them. And what a season as well to be involved with, because it was just brilliant, really, from start to finish. And it went on even longer thanks to the Commonwealth Games break. So we all got even more weeks and months of netball.
Everybody involved is a great bunch of people. Any on-the-road stories or off-camera stories you want to share? There'll be plenty if Pam's involved.
I don't know what it can now. You're right. It's a brilliant, brilliant team at every level as well. So the commentators, the guests, obviously Di's brilliant. All the production crew as well, all the production team out in the truck that are actually physically putting it on air from front to back of the whole production. It's a brilliant team to be a part of, and everyone's absolutely lovely. I don't think I've got too many stories, to be honest. It's probably probably not as exciting as you think. We spend a lot of time on motorways and at service stations. So I can't think of any in particular, but we do have a lot of fun. We do have a giggle. It's always nice getting ready together in the makeup room, which is quite often just a changing room or at times a store cupboard. But it's all really good fun and it's great to be a part of. And we do have a lot of laughs, but I can't think of any stories in particular, really, to be honest. All about the job, getting great netball coverage on air.
I'll share some for next time I see you.
I'm sure. The only ones I can think of are after the Super League final this year, but I don't think I can talk about them.
Well, I can't either because we were both there, so we'll say nothing more about that.
Everyone had a jolly time. Let's leave it at that.
How do you think that last season spanned out?
Oh, I think it was a really brilliant season. I think the battle for the top four going right down to the wire was great. The battle between Loughborough and Wasps as well. I mean, a Wasp obviously ran away with it a little bit in terms of the table towards the end, but you know, the top five was, even six at times, was so fought over, and it went so close to the end in a way that kept it really interesting. I mean, heartbreaking for Mavericks. They could have been up there, and it's great to see that the table being so contested. And the final as well, going down to the same team as last year, the same score as last year.
Yeah.
It was just thrilling. I think the whole season was a real testament to netball, and it was great that in the year when England win a Commonwealth gold, the domestic league as well really sells the sport and shows what a brilliant sport it is and just how exciting and entertaining and like fast and furious, really, I suppose it is. It was just fantastic, I thought.
It's often said every season, oh, it's going to be the best yet, it's going to be the best yet. But I think with the fact that Pulse are joining, the excitement around that, the fact that Serena's on her way back. And I mean, earlier this week, we saw Laura and Ellie on the way back to Thunder.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's really shaping up to be really interesting. I'm like, is it January yet? It's going to be a really, really intriguing season, I think. I think, you know, Loughborough twice now missed out on that trophy in the final. But I still can't get over it was the same score, even though it's been a couple of months now. I still cannot believe it was the same scoreline 2 years in a row. So Loughborough will be hungrier than ever. I mean, think of some of the people we've got in charge in our team. Sarah Bame in charge at Loughborough, Mickey Austin at Storm. I think she's going to really kind of revolutionise Storm because the last couple of seasons they maybe haven't done as well as we expect them to. And like you say, with Natalie and Eleanor back to Thunder, we've already seen Wasps are already wrapping up some of their signings. Sophia Kandapa is going to be there again next year. They're not messing around and getting their business done, and I'm really, really intrigued to see where Serena Guthrie heads to. I have a little inkling, and it's based on absolutely nothing, but I wonder if we'll see her at Pulse. She's gone to a new club before when she joined the Giants, and yeah, I think they're going to be an exciting team anyway, because Natalie Seaton is brilliant and passionate and really knows what she's doing and has got great plans for them. But if they signed someone like Serena as well, I think it's going to be fantastic. We're so lucky that we've got such a great Super League in this country.
She was on Sportswomen as well, Natalie, a few weeks ago when they first announced the plans, and everything they want to be doing is a huge benefit to the league. Just the fact that they're new and the plans are exciting.
It is. I think it's really important. Obviously, it's always sad to see teams leave the league, and it's a shame that there aren't as many teams up north now as we'd like, especially in terms of long-term development of players. But at the same time, it is great to see new teams coming in because it does keep it interesting. There's that factor of the unknown, and you know, we saw it with when Wasps started as a new franchise coming in and winning the league the first season. It can be done. They've proved it can be done. But at the same time, when there's a new franchise comes in, there aren't huge expectations, but there is that level of excitement of what can they do, what will they do. So I think it's really important to keep the league exciting and, you know, to keep it interesting, because there's not relegation or demotion as such like there are in other sports. You need to keep it fresh and keep the teams contesting and making sure they're looking at the development of themselves and their young talent coming through, and for the health of the sport generally, and especially the England Rose are doing so well. We need to continue that, and to do that we need a really healthy Super League.
How about Fast Five? That's in October. Did you enjoy it last year?
I absolutely loved it last year. I was actually in the truck for Sky doing the replays and analysis, and during the final, I was basically I was screeching and screaming, and I just thought it's just so fast paced. You've got 12 minute matches, see all those long bumps flying in, the whole thing. I just think is a great advert for the sport, really exciting, hugely entertaining, and that's what sport should be. And yeah, I think this year it's going to be absolutely brilliant once again. I think it should be a really, really good day. We're covering the basketball as well the next day, with it being at the Copper Box, which is quite quickly becoming the real home of netball in London, and being that real venue that you associate with the big matches and events in netball. I think it's going to be absolutely brilliant.
My two memories of that was seeing a lot of the Wasps girls just go for gold on those long bombs, and also Arena from Team Northumbria. She wanted the ball back. I was sat directly behind the goal, and she did a little cuckoo to get the ball back.
Yeah, it was just such a great way to really show off the skill of the game in a way that, yes, you see it on court, but when it's that intense and that fast-paced, you see technical skill like you maybe don't always appreciate. I think it was really, really exciting. And some of the all-star signings that the team's brought in for it were just phenomenal. So I'm really eagerly awaiting the announcements as to who the teams will be bringing in.
Sky is obviously the home of netball in the UK. It was great to see they could actually devote the airtime to the whole event. As the sport grows year on year, a lot of people appreciate it being on Mix as well. Have you got any ideas of growth over the years?
Yeah, and actually the growth this year has been really, really impressive. So I think the viewing figures across the Super League season increased by over 100%. 2017, we're up about 117% year on year, which is just a phenomenal increase and shows just how much the game is growing and how much interest there is. And like you say, it's great to have it on Mix, and it's a conscious decision to have it on Mix so that it is free for all Sky subscribers. You don't have to be a sports customer. It's down there in the entertainment section. Side note, Game Changers is also always on Mix, so everyone can see it. You want 1-2-1 in your favourites. So it's there to make it accessible, to make more people see it. So and it's working. I mean, of course, a lot of the increased interest is from that Commonwealth gold, but people wouldn't carry on watching if the Super League then wasn't entertaining and if there hadn't been that excitement and buzz around it. So it is growing, and it's really brilliant to see in it. It's what you want, really. You want more and more people to be watching every week.
The Game Changers Netball Special, it's on demand now. Definitely worth to watch. How can we go and find it?
It's on demand if you search Game Changers or head to the sports section of Catch Up. And you can also find it on the Sky Go app if you go on there, and it's also on the Sky Kids app. We have a little home on the Sky Kids app as well, because obviously we are aimed at kids. So on there, there's a little Sky Sports box, and then in Game Changers on there, there's all our old shows as well, and there's some great Super Skills and Masterclasses videos on there too. Well, we've done Super Skills in the past. We've done shooting with the brilliant Pamela Cookie. We've done footwork with Sasha Corbin. So there's lots of other content on there as well. So yeah, just search Game Changers on demand.
Definitely worth a watch. And before you go, I just wanted to check. Sasha used to play for Ireland. Nat plays for Polly in Prem. I've never played in my life, but we're getting together our podcast all-stars. So before I ask Pam and Ash Neil, do you want to be in?
I mean, I'm not sure I'm up to their standard, but if you need a goal defence, I'm in. I try. 10 out of 10 for effort from me.
Wow, we're going to have a fantastic podcast All-Stars Netball squad there. Thanks to Hannah for chatting to us. Next week, we hear from Danielle after her trip to Zambia and hopefully a director of netball. If you enjoyed this week's episode, do get in touch at The Netball Show. We love to hear from you, and we'll speak to you next week. Bye.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.